Welcome to Deep, where we invite you to take the plunge and dive deeper into a daily encounter with God's living word. Journey with a collection of personal reflections of other souls as we all draw nearer and deeper to God's heart.
Good morning! Welcome to another episode of Deep, Worryless Wednesday. Our gospel for today is from the book of Mark, chapter 6, verses 1 to 6. Jesus departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James, and Joseph, and Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place and among his own kin and his own house." So he was not able to perform any mighty deed there apart from curing a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Today's gospel reminds me of how sometimes the closest to us are those who don't believe in us. Have you met that kind of people in your life? Probably a family of yours or your best friend, your friends, na when you have this idea, maybe when you decided to start a business on your own, instead of supporting you, they are the first one who asks you, "Kaya mo ba yun? Really, ikaw, gagawin mo yun?" Or maybe, they are the first one who said, "Discount naman dyan! Wala bang free dyan? Wala bang best friend discount?" Funny how what Jesus encountered from his own place is what we, most of us, are encountering nowadays. And it's hard and painful, especially if the doubt comes from the people who was dear to you, who was close to you, who knows you so well. If you are encountering this kind of situation, my message for you is that it doesn't matter if the world doesn't believe in you. What matters is you are not hurting anyone, you are not stepping on anyone, and you are doing it for God alone. I know it's always easier said than done, but based on my experience, the more people who criticize me, the more people who don't believe in me, the more I want to improve myself. Because you know what? Those critics, they're gonna tell you or throw you things that not so good in your ears or even in your heart. But at the end of the day, it will help you. You have to choose either those hurtful words are going to break you or build you. The choice is always yours. And at the end of the day, what matters most is that God is pleased on whatever you are doing. Like what Jesus did, he continuously healing those who are sick, regardless of whatever he hears around him. So let's also continue doing good, doing what is right, doing what is needed. Never let the noise of the world stop you. Have a worryless Wednesday, everyone. May God bless your heart always.